Encouraging every step, you're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and I'm doing our Community Matters interview today with Jacob Eastman. He is the youth pastor at Fellowship Baptist Church in Barboursville, West Virginia. And for those of you who aren't local to Barboursville, maybe you know that we had quite a bit of rain last weekend. We had some flooding in our area last weekend, but maybe you don't know how bad it actually got in Barboursville. And so, Jacob, could you tell us just a little bit about how bad the flooding got in Barboursville and the effect that it had on your church?
Yeah, absolutely. As we all know, we had those horrible storms several weeks before that covered everything in thick layers of snow and ice. And what happened is that melted. And when the deluges of rain came over the weekend and into Monday, they caused all of the moisture in the earth to just rise up and created massive flows of water into all of the local creeks and streams in the Barboursville area. So, and it happened fast. One night, we go to sleep, a little bit of high water. The next night in Barboursville, we are seeing water as high as 2.5, maybe even 3 feet in some parts. So they just crested and burst over the bounds of these rivers and creeks and streams that we have out here. In the church, this is remarkable. I went to bed 10:30 Monday night, and everything was fine. And when I woke up the following morning, everything was flooded. We had water in our church up to 26 inches. To kind of visualize that, that is, well over 2 feet, 2 inches over 2 feet, and almost everything, our pews, our facilities, our building, our everything was under a thick layer of water. And so just to wake up to that, man, that's just one of the hardest things, is to see a church absolutely devastated by this rain.
So with that much water getting in, how long did it take before you were able to get the water out and get in there?
So this was such a God thing. We expected the water to hit its highest peak on Wednesday and stay there for the rest of the day, maybe into Thursday. But it hit its peak sometime early Wednesday morning, late Tuesday night, and by 1 o'clock on Wednesday, we were able to have boots in there assessing the damage and beginning to remove everything from carpet to drywall to damaged equipment and goods. So it was pretty incredible.
Wow. So it sounds like the damage was pretty extensive then. Is that right?
We are looking at pretty comprehensive structural damage and almost complete content damage. We have the gym filled up with everything we think might be salvageable, but honestly, even though we're having an assessor come in and give us his or her 2 cents, I don't think even 90% of our stuff will survive. Luckily, we have all of our most expensive sound and musical and audiovisual equipment that was able to escape that flood damage because it was so high. But everything else, content-wise, is trash. And as for the building, we have been ripping up carpet, tearing down drywall, assessing the cracks and damages caused to our foundation and concrete. And like I said earlier, it's pretty extensive and fairly devastating.
Hmm. Obviously, there's a lot of work to do to rebuild your own church building, but I know you guys also have a heart to help others in the community who were affected by the flooding. Tell me a little bit about what you guys are doing.
Absolutely, Kyle. Well, one of the things that we decided immediately is that though we are asking for help for our facilities and we are reaching out to the community and our local churches, we want to be, first and foremost, a blessing to our community. In that regards, we have been able to collect large amounts of both Salvation Army buckets as well as local donations that can be at any time picked up. We are, of course, having to limit how much somebody can get so that we can serve as many people as possible. But on top of that, we have been in contact with a large number of homes in our surrounding area where we are having teams either sent out already or going to be sending teams out to help them assess the damage and do a lot of the grunt manual work necessary after a flood of this time. So we've really been focused on making sure that our community is served, not just spiritually, but physically at this time.
Okay, so if there's someone listening and they need help with cleaning up after this flood, what should they do?
Well, the number one thing they should do, first and foremost, is reach out to their local authorities. The cities are, as of now, due to the state of emergency declared by our governor, Jim Justice, are supposed to be ramping up their efforts to be able to serve. So the first thing that they should do is definitely contact their local authorities, especially if there is a danger present in their house. After they've done that, I would encourage them to reach out to whatever is their closest church. And if we are that, or if they just want to reach out to us, please reach out to us. We would love to see how we can serve you. And I'm sure that their local churches will be looking for ways that they can serve them. So with that being said, if you do want to call Fellowship Baptist Church and reach out to us, our phones are still working, and you can reach us at Fellowship at 304-736-8006. But like I said, first, please call your local authority.
I appreciate you guys stepping up like that. You know, there's so many people who have felt like they've just been beat down, I would imagine, all throughout the country, but especially right here in this area. I mean, we dealt with COVID, then we had to deal with all the ice storms and now flooding. It seems like it's one thing after another. I wonder, could you take a moment, Jacob, and just give maybe a little pastoral encouragement to those that are listening, especially those that feel beat down? What would you say to them?
For all of you listening out here today, that's like we are, like so many Americans are, just beaten down and destroyed. I just want to offer you a word of encouragement straight from God's word. I gave a very brief Bible study on it this past Wednesday. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, the Lord writes, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." We often hear that verse as a way to just get us through the day and do the right thing. But that is written in the context of the people of God, the Israelite nation, suffering immensely. They've lost their homes. They've lost their livelihoods. They've lost their temples and places of worship. They are destitute. And the Lord spoke to them, calling them to remember that this time will only last for a little while longer. And what happened with them and what will happen with us, those of us who believe on the Lord, on Jesus Christ, He is working things for our good. God did not forget His people in the Old Testament. God did not forget His people in the New Testament, and He hasn't forgotten us now. So be of good hope, for the Lord your God is on His way.
Amen. Now, with so much extensive damage to your own church property, are you guys going to be able to have worship this Sunday? What are you thinking?
Well, we weren't sure. We were really nervous about how long it would take for us to be able to get back into our sanctuary. We were talking to several very kind churches who reached out and offered us the use of their sanctuaries and their worship centers. But praise be to God, because so much of the sound and audiovisual and streaming equipment escaped the damage, we are actually right now planning on having Sunday morning service at the church. We're actually doing two services, and anyone can come to either. But the first service, our 10:30 a.m. service, we are really focusing on inviting our core fellowship family out to so that they can see the damage, they can hear testimonials from the workers, and they can see in our place, worshiping together. And we'd like to invite the community, other church members, other people, whoever wants to come out and assess the damage and see things for their own. We're having a second service at 2:30 this Sunday in our facilities where we will be doing the same things, giving testimonials, describing things, a very short message from Pastor Greg, and then allowing people to walk through our facilities and see what the damage has done.
That's great. So if you want to come to the service that's open to the community at 2:30 on Sunday, Fellowship Baptist is located at 3661 U.S. Route 60 in Barboursville, right on the main thoroughfare there. Now, Jacob, for those who want to help, how could they get involved and help you guys in the recovery efforts?
That's a great question. And it is one of those situations where the best thing people can do right now comes down to two things. First and foremost, pray. We believe that God listens to the prayers of the saints. And when we're in a position in which there is nothing we can do physically, financially, in any other way, the best thing we can do in that moment is pray. The second thing we are asking for is financial aid. We are in contact with our flood insurance right now, and we are assessing the damages, seeing what is and is not covered. If everything goes perfect, if we are able to get our full entirety of our flood insurance, every penny, we still would have a long ways to go financially. We have been blessed in the sense that we have been able to serve this local area for well over 60 years, not just their spiritual needs, but a lot of physical needs as well. Furthermore, we have planted churches and sent missionaries across the world. In fact, we are heavily investing in a missionary team to actually go to Paris, France, as soon as restrictions lift. All of these things, we know that we will be able to finance the rest of the year, but the sooner we are able to rebuild the church, the more financially secure we are, the quicker we can not just resume what we were doing for the community, but go out and go further than we've ever gone before. So for any of you listening out here wanting to know how you can help not just our church and our local community, but the entire world, go to our website, fellowshipbarbersville.com. There you will find a link to a GoFundMe account, as well as several ways to give online. Anything that you can do, no matter how small or how large, will be directly impacting not just, like I said, the local community, but global missions. So, Kyle, that is the number one thing your listeners can do to reach out and help.
Okay, and then do you guys have any kind of like fundraiser events coming up that we need to know about?
Yeah, we have two in particular that I want to highlight. And all of this information can be found online on our Facebook page, fellowshipbarbersville.com. But first of all, on Easter, we are having our annual Church at the Mall at the Huntington Mall. It's a great social distance event. Bring your chairs, rain or shine, bring your cars, and we'll be having a drive-in church service with a live musical band, Renner the Heart. They're an awesome group. And we've been planning this for months. And this is something that we have as a church has done and we've loved and the community has loved. But this particular time, we are going to be using that as a large fundraising event. If you want to give and you're not quite sure when to give, come to that service, because we are going to try and, with faith in the Lord, fundraise a very large amount going directly to the church and to community repairs. The second big thing is on May 15th at the barn at the old homestead in Ona, West Virginia. We will be having a charity benefits concert. The headliner right now is Jason Lovin's band. There will also be silent auctions and other forms of entertainment, whether that be Christian magic or other bands going out, where all proceeds for all donations, all silent auctions, everything is going to rebuild the church. Again, that is on May 15th, and more information about that can be found online in the days to come on both Facebook and our website.
All right. Once again, you can find out about either of those events, or you can give online toward the flood relief at Fellowship Baptist by visiting their website, fellowshipbarbersville.com, or finding them on Facebook. I want to say thank you to Jacob Eastman for being our special guest today. If you are a part of a church or an organization that's doing something to bless the community, we'd love to talk to you as well. Send me a message at communitymatters@walkfm.org. And who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on our Community Matters interview. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.